This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Should you have better things to do with your early morning hours than check Twitter to see what the President of the United States has to say about the global economy? Well, I envy you. But news was made this morning in 280-character chunks in a series of pre-dawn tweets. The president accused Brazil and Argentina of letting the value of their currencies fall, presiding over a massive devaluation, were his exact words. He then paired that with a new batch of steel and aluminum tariffs he is imposing on those two countries. And then the president said he wants the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates. That, in and of itself, is pretty normal. But this time, the hook was the president leaning on the Fed to protect the dollar against other currencies. So, tariffs, currencies, interest rates, and the Fed. That's a lot in two tweets, so we are going to take it a slice at a time. We start with Kimberly Adams and how all of those pieces relate to each other, or, you know, don't.
If you think back to the start of the trade war, most of the time, President Trump talked about national security as the reason for new tariffs. But not today. Melissa Rogers is an associate professor at Claremont Graduate University.
The president tweeted that he is imposing new steel tariffs on Brazil and Argentina on the idea that they're manipulating their currency to have lower prices on steel relative to the United States.
But according to Daniela Campello, a politics professor at the Getulio Vargas Foundation in Brazil,
in both cases, just finances flowing out of the country. It's something that's going on simply because investors are removing their money from both countries, Argentina and Brazil.
Basically, because the economy isn't so great in those countries right now. But in the U.S., the economy is pretty good, and the dollar is strong as a result. So what does the strength of the dollar have to do with interest rates? Gregory Dacko is chief U.S. economist at Oxford Economics. He says investors want to park their money where they know they can get a high rate of return. So
if U.S. interest rates are lower than the rest of the world, there will be less flows into the U.S. dollar, and therefore the dollar will depreciate, which will mean an advantage in terms of our exports.
Just like money flowing out of Brazil and Argentina is pushing down the value of their currencies.
The key issue, though, is that the value of the dollar is not really in the Fed's hands, but is really an issue that is in the remit of the U.S. Treasury, not the Fed.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell has been super clear that he has zero interest in lowering interest rates just to respond to global currency markets. But that doesn't mean the president won't ask. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.